As August of 1945 neared, one ship took a top-secret cargo across the Pacific. But for the men of the Indianapolis, that shipment would soon overshadow their own fate. The story on the American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Experience the best. Get an Exmark. Go to Exmark.com today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Paul Murphy was set to leave the West Coast aboard the USS Indianapolis. He knew it was a special mission.
Because we were fast and because we were available, we were chosen to make a speed run back out to the island of Tinian, carrying a secret weapon.
The Indianapolis departed San Francisco on July 16, 1945.
A cargo ship brought alongside a large crate, probably about 8 to 12 feet long. It was tied down on the quarter deck, guarded by Marines 24 hours a day, and two Army officers came aboard carrying a lead canister, which was taken up to the Admiral's quarters and welded down to the deck.
Just 10 days after leaving the U.S. mainland, the Indianapolis was at Tinian. From there, they went on to Guam and then departed on July 29th to the island of Leyte for training. They were not informed that the USS Underhill had been sunk by a Japanese sub a few days earlier on the same path.
I had the 8 to midnight watch that Sunday evening. About midnight that night, there was a Japanese submarine about 15,000 yards ahead of his surface charging his batteries. He could see a small dot approaching his area.
The Indianapolis could not see the Japanese sub, which fired 6 torpedoes. 2 hit the ship. The ship sunk in just 12 minutes. It remains the single most loss of life at sea in the history of the U.S. Navy. Traveling the countryside in Broomfield, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.